Today we're going to do something a little different, a little outside of the box, because that's what we do here, right? We go outside the box. Today we're going to be joined by a special guest named Johnny. Evil Johnny. No, that's actually, I didn't get into this with Johnny, but I had a friend growing up that we called Evil Johnny. But anyway, it had nothing to do with this Johnny. This is Johnny from the Patreon supporter team, and we had a conversation many moons ago on one of the live streams, I believe, if I recall, that I do for the Patreon folks, right? And he had some interesting ideas. He wanted to look up this UN 2030 deal. I looked it up. There was a whole bunch of stuff, so I wanted to talk to him about it, but we touch on that, but then we hit a lot of talk about the end times and the dark side of music, because my man here, turns out he's got a little exposure to the music industry, as you'll hear. This is, and you can follow him on the Instagram. It's at the Trinary Hour. Check out his song, say what's up to him if you like. But on today's podcast, we're going to talk to Johnny. We're going to talk about, I guess some folks have been talking to the Messiah. I don't know. They say he's coming back. But yeah, I know a lot of you like the, when I did Tradcat Night Show, where we got into the apocalypse and the end times, and this is kind of just a little fun appendage, if you will, to that show. So I want you to enjoy it. I've got lots of, I'm cooking up in the lab. I hope you're ready for some podcasting, because I got all kinds of shows coming for you. I'm doing other people's shows to talk about aliens, UFOs, and the occult. Use Your Illusion 1, my alien book, as you know, now available on Amazon. It'll be on Audible any day now. I narrated it myself for Audible. And I've got other guests coming on my show for you. I have this monster analysis for Raised by Wolves. If you haven't seen that show, do so. I believe it's going to be 3 episodes. It's going to go deeper than you ever wanted to go, but I believe it's necessary. And I got lots of stuff to talk to you about. So let's get into this interview with Johnny real quick, and I'll hit you on the other side.
All right, what's up, man?
What's going on, dude?
I'm chilling.
All right, so Johnny,
how are you?
Good, man. Good. I want to, the way I would like this to go, I guess, is get to know you a little bit. We'll do a little get to know you sesh, and then you can walk me through this UN 2030 thing, which is a meaty little document. I got it pulled up. But yeah, let me give the listener a little background. So Johnny's on the Patreon team here, and we had I believe it was a tier 3 live stream. We were talking, maybe, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this 2030 UN deal, and you know, I don't know. I pulled it up, and there's a lot of like 35 pages on this PDF, and it's pretty intimidating, to be honest. But it's talking about this sort of global agenda, this utopia, perhaps. I don't really know. We'll get into that. But
yep.
So tell me about yourself, Johnny. Where are you from? Where are you at? Where are you living?
Okay, I'm from Connecticut. I'm living here in Bridgeport. Won't get too specific, but yeah, that's where I'm living right now.
All right.
That's where I'm living. I still live with my pops. So
shout out,
I'm
pops.
Just chilling, man. Yeah, man, just chilling. I'm 24, just turned 24 in July. And I've just been getting into all this stuff, man. I've been into this stuff since I was about maybe 16. I'm a big music fan, so it really started from there, just watching all of those, you know, Illuminati confirmed videos.
Yeah, and then you probably saw the golden age of YouTube Illuminati, yeah, exposing stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a big Wayne fan. Okay. So I got to see a lot, all of his conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of went down the rabbit hole from there, man. I grew up in church as well, a Christian church. So, you know, I always questioned a lot of things. So I kind of just went off of just, you know, just questioning things and trying to really learn what's going on. And as you get into it, you see some shit's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much been it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel, I think a lot of people were probably on that same path. You're a hip hop guy then, probably, or what?
Yeah. Hip hop. I actually, was making music. I stopped making music. I want to say a month ago, I actually am done with making music. I probably still will, but I won't pursue it as an artist, just because I don't want to get involved with the dark arts, as you say. And I believe that just in my experiences and just the low level and mid tier of the music industry, it's everywhere. You can't escape it. And I came to the conclusion that if you really want to be in that industry, you have to be a witch or some type of into some type of dark stuff. And I'm cool on that. So
you think that's for real? You think that's pretty for real? You got any good stories?
Yeah, man, I do. It's just interesting. It's just interesting. Just coming across people, even at a lower mid tier level, that are already doing these type of practices, even if it's subconsciously. Or some of it may be on purpose, but it's just interesting to see that it's everywhere in the industry.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I'm cool on it, man. I've seen too many weird stuff. I'm cool.
Yeah, I think cool. It seems like maybe the crowds they run in, maybe they don't practice or understand, but they're warmed up to the idea of doing some of this occult stuff, I would imagine. I don't know. I've never really ran in circles such as that, but sure, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, man, it's just like, for example, I was helping an artist do marketing stuff, and he was telling, because I help with marketing, so I was just trying to get him to market his song on Spotify playlisting. When you do artist stuff, it's all about what's your budget and what we could do with the budget. So right now, Spotify playlisting is the biggest thing to get your music heard. So I'm just talking to the dude, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, I just like to sit down in an empty room, all black, and just like to meditate, and I like to let the spirits enter me. And he's talking, and if you read what we've read, because I've read the same things as you have, you know where that comes from. You know what the roots of that is. You know what's going on. So that's just one small example of all the stories that I've heard and people I've come across.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? And he literally said it's like in an all-black room. He does it for an hour before he wants to record, and he lets spirits enter me. That's what he said. So I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's dangerous stuff, man. All right, well. Yeah, Illuminate, confirm that guy, whoever that is, right? Okay, oh, cool. Man. So you got a little bit of music background. Yeah. All right. So what's the next game plan for you? You gonna go to school and be a square sitting in the office, or
what's the next move? I'm really big in fantasy sports right now, so that's what I've really been into. That was kind of my second hobby the whole time. And it's actually been pretty good. So I've been just mainly focusing on fantasy sports, honestly, just making money off of that, really.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about that, as you probably know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you say you're not really into sports.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, cool, man. Well, good luck with that. Okay, let's get into this thing, man. You seem 24. You seem too young to be reading this stuffy-ass document. What got you interested in the UN... transforming our world, the 2030 agenda for sustainable development?
Okay, so what got me into it is I want to say about 2 years ago, I was working at a gas station at the time, and at the gas station, they always have the news on, right? So I look at the TV, and there's President Trump, and they're talking about some type of meeting for this United Nations meeting, but they didn't say what it was. And then, so they had somebody come on, and he started talking about the 2030 agenda. So I'm like, what the hell is that? So I search it up, and the United Nations page pop up. And from there, I start looking into it, and I see that they have all these goals called the Sustainable Development Goals, right? Mm-hmm. So the United Nations was founded in 1945, I believe. And they have 17 sustainable development goals, and all of them are things that any human would get behind. So it's like no poverty, no hunger, education, gender equality, things like that, right?
Right.
But like I said, growing up in a Christian background and just reading the Bible, that goal ties in a lot into Revelations. And I just don't think it's a coincidence when you look back into Babylon and their first attempt at a one world government and the Tower of Babel. Not sure if you're familiar with that story, but just those things, they tie in so seamlessly. It's like incredible to me.
Okay, so you're saying, yeah, because like when at first glance, because I combed through it, I certainly didn't read all of it, but
okay,
I know what you're saying. It's like they're talking about the end poverty, ending hunger. the degradation of our planet and peace and all this stuff. So
exactly.
It's like, on the surface, it's this looks great. Let's do all that, right? You think that the UN has a and I'm casually familiar with like the Luciferian connections with the Lucius Trust and all that with the UN, but you think this could be part of the Bible's Book of Revelation, sort of like end times thing? Like, is that how you interpret this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I do believe that their goal is to have the one world government and for the Antichrist to be the leader of that one world government. And even more interesting information that came out, I want to say maybe 2 months ago, this rabbi from Israel, his name is Rabbi Shalom Arush. I hope I didn't butcher his name, but he said this past September 18th was their New Year's Day, the Feast of Trumpets, I believe, because they have a different calendar than us, right? Mm. He said that they've already been speaking with the Messiah, and that this year, this September 18th that just passed, would be the last year without the Messiah in their presence. So next year, their Messiah would be with them on their New Year's Day. And if you study Jewish the religion and what they believe, they don't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, right? That's a Christian and a Catholic belief, right? But I don't necessarily subscribe to just religion because that's man-made. I believe that I believe that if you follow the teachings of Christ in the Bible, then that's actually following God, not necessarily what a religion says, mm-hmm. so to speak, right? So they believe that Jesus was not the Messiah. So in Christian theology and Catholic theology, the Messiah is the Antichrist, and he's a political leader who will change the world and bring peace on the world.
Hmm. So the Jews were saying that they're talking to the Messiah. How are they talking to the Messiah?
It's been this guy named Rabbi Shalom Arush and another guy.
Oh, okay.
They came out a couple months ago. They're like really high-ranking rabbis in Israel.
Oh, okay.
And they came out and said that they've already been in contact with him and have spoken to him, and that he will be revealing himself soon, and that this year would be their last year without him in present, which is very, very red flag for me.
Yeah,
especially with this whole 2030 agenda. It's like, to me, things are just lining up. And then with Jared Kushner's plan to revive Israel, they just put in that $300 million or some crazy number, $300 billion number amount of money into Israel. I don't know if you've seen that deal recently.
No, I don't really follow like the geopolitics and other country stuff. I'm really dumb on that kind of stuff.
Got you. Yeah, I just seen that guy Jared Kushner. He's like part of Trump's cabinet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He just did some deal for the first time in history. Which is also biblical, by the way, the first time in history that they got this big deal to pretty much revive their nation, which also is talked about in the Bible as Israel being revived in the end times, because that's where the Antichrist will come from, because the Antichrist will be from Jewish bloodlines. That's from our perspective. I don't want to offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's if I'm open-minded to anything. I'm just speaking from my perspective. That's all.
Interesting.
It's very interesting how things are lining up. That's all I'll say.
Let me rewind just a touch. So was Trump on the TV when you first saw this at the gas station there? Was he? Because from what I understand, Trump's like anti-UN, anti.
They were mentioning him. They were mentioning him. So I just saw it. You know what I mean? I kind of just flashed by it. You get what I'm saying? I'm walking by trying to do my job or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just saw it flash by and I'm like, wait, what the hell is that 2030 thing?
Okay.
Pretty
gotcha.
Much. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But Kushner, he's because I remember there was a big to do because, Trump put like an embassy in Israel or something, or gave it a nation state or I don't remember capital. I don't remember what it was.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So it seems like, this UN, so if this UN plan is part of a Jewish
deeper
Messiah
thing.
Antichrist, then
deeper thing.
It seems like Trump's people are supporting this, maybe. Or are they
to be honest, I think they're all in it. To be honest, I'm not into politics. I don't believe in politics. I don't believe that no man himself can save us. So, you know what I mean? Or woman, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really into politics. Like, you were talking about the whole QAnon stuff. I don't believe in none of that, man. I just go off of what I see. I try not to, like, pick a side in the aspect that Trump's good, Trump's bad, Biden's good, Biden's bad. To me, they're all part of the same team. And I'm sure with your research and the things that you've seen, you can kind of see that they might be on the same side. It might not, but the way things line up, you get what I'm saying? I just think it's all WWE stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I'll have to look that up, man. I know. They talk about the Maitreya and the occult. The Maitreya sort of being the Messiah, Antichrist.
Exactly.
Coming back, and I don't know if that's maybe tied into what you were talking about with this.
It's
Rabbi
all tied in. It's all tied in. It's weird because when you look into these occultic religions and all these different things, they all have some type of form of savior. Even the Nation of Islam, Muslims, they have a antichrist figure that comes, not necessarily in their religion as a savior, but there is an antichrist person in their religion as well. So it's just interesting to see that there's this similar figure, but he's portrayed differently in different religions. Of course, in the occultic religions, he's perceived as the savior. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all like this Gnostic conversion stuff.
Exactly. So it's just interesting stuff, man. I think things are lining up to get very interesting in these next few years. If 2030 is really the goal to have a one world government by that year, I think we'll see some crazy shit this decade.
Man, okay, all right. So that's what this 2030 document is basically about. Is there any specific areas that is more concerning than another? Or is it just the general tone of it that you think because play devil's advocate, on one hand,
of course.
You got people out here saying, well, like, you know, they're talking about fostering peaceful nations and ending hunger. Like, why do you got to take it to the Antichrist, dude? Like, you're going to have those people, right? Is there anything in specific on here that you're like, you know, and I get what you're saying, man. I'm with you on this. Like, I understand the idea of how, like, this global one world government stuff is part of the program. But exactly. What would you say to the skeptics? That is there something in this document that, you know, do they say, you know, all hail Satan and in your subway or what? You know what I mean?
Nah, they definitely don't, which is the problem with the deception, right? Is, of course, any of us, all of us, I want to say 99% of us will support every single goal on that plan. But the evil part of it is the deception that comes behind it, because you give up all your rights to this one dictator that's eventually going to come, right? And it's pretty clean as day, man. I mean, to somebody who doesn't believe it, I would just say, just do your research and understand. You can go look at different religions. You can go look at the Christian Bible if you want to, or any, you know, any Bible, not necessarily a Christian, but any piece of literature that's religious, and you can see that there's this similar figure. And I just think it's lining up, man. I mean, if people want to be in denial about it, to me, I'm strong enough in my belief that I think we're on track for these things to happen. It's clean as day. This dude is going to show up. He's going to be somebody that we've never seen. He's literally described in the Bible. So when he shows up, we'll know exactly who he is. The people who know, you get what I'm saying? His personality is literally described. So once he shows up, that dude's going to literally take over the world. It literally says in the Bible that he's going to be somebody that is so charismatic to the point where it's going to be impossible to not root for him. And he's going to even make people believe that he's literally God. And that's how he will get people to worship him, which is the whole Mark of the Beast stuff and all that stuff that you've touched upon. I don't get into whether it's going to be a tattoo or a freaking mic. I don't know what the hell it's going to be. But when it comes, we'll know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this dude is really going to deceive a lot of people.
Does this document talk about? I mean, it doesn't talk about instilling a leader, does it? I mean, it's just talking about goals and...
No, it doesn't. It does not specifically talk about those things. No. It's also possible that United Nations is just a stepping stone to the next thing, though. You get what I'm saying? I wouldn't just put all my chips in saying the United Nations, because, you know, of course, you can't be definite. That's stupid to be definite. But I could definitely say it's very possible that they could be a stepping stone towards the next order, because we already know they're planning on a next order. We just don't know what the hell or when it's coming. Yeah. But from their plan, from the way it looks like, they're looking at, they have a date aligned at 2030. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's the gist of what you were telling me is, You think that because it's laid out in this document that they're saying specifically 2030, that's the goal?
Yeah, they have a plan.
They got 9 years to make this thing happen.
I have an actual quote from their website. I will read it to you. Okay. Their quote is, they literally say in the website, "Today's progress is being made in many places, but overall action to meet the goals is not yet advancing at the speed or scale required. 2020 needs to usher in a decade of ambition, action to deliver the goals by 2030.
Oof.
Does that not say red flag instantly?
And this document is that
that's
is
actually
that,
on their website.
Is that
that's on their website?
That so this document is from 2015. Is that quote from 2020 or is that prior?
Yeah, that's from 2020. Okay. I can actually send you the link after we get off, or right now. I don't want to slow down the.
Yeah, no, no.
You know what I mean? But I could definitely send you the link.
Yeah, because
you can read
on their, you know, they have, what is it, 17 goals? They got 17 goals on this document.
Yep. Amazing goals.
End poverty, end hunger, food security, ensure healthy lives, ensure inclusive, equitable, quality education, gender equality, sustainable water and sanitation.
Things. Yep.
And it kind of goes through stuff, you know, as one would expect, those kinds of things. I think the environment was on here somewhere.
Yep.
So
yeah, man, it's all amazing things that we would love to support. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the evil in it, though. And I think that I hope people see it for what it is. Because even now I live here in Connecticut. It's not, I don't know how it is where you live, but it's not necessarily really mandatory to wear a mask only, like to get into public areas, but like walking around and stuff, you don't have to wear one. Mm-hmm. But just that to me is just a small conditioning thing for when things get worse and you have to possibly get that vaccine that people keep talking about. I don't know nothing about that. I'm listening to your stuff to learn about it. But I think it's very possible.
yeah so I live in Utah, and honestly, like, it's funny because I'm not a conservative guy, and Utah is very conservative, and I've always sort of not liked some of our policies, like, for just an example, like they'll dump money into at the grocery store, right? The Cosmopolitan or whatever that has like a girl in a dress or a swimsuit on. Like, they cover it, right? They cover it with this black thing. And then they got like these porn, czars, they call them. And it's like, oh my hell. Like, you guys are like over the top with your like prude pilgrim nonsense. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
And what's funny is during the mask thing, my eyes have been opened a little bit to the idea that, because I see what's happening in the big cities on the coasts, and maybe it's different there, but for me in Utah, like, the masks aren't mandatory. And, you know, you go into the grocery store and they'll say you have to wear the mask, and in general, it's sort of enforced, but I feel like they handled it pretty well in the sense of not turning it into an authoritarian tyranny of like, everyone will wear the mask, that kind of thing. 'Cause I don't know if that was the right answer. So yeah, I'm with you on that, man. I feel like it's a good balance of, you know, accommodating to understanding people, like their freedoms, and they don't really know if the mask helped. If the mask helped for sure 100%,
exactly.
Then that's one thing, but they don't know. So like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccine, and yeah, so I get the idea that the masks are
conditioning
somewhat
to
conditioning.
Me.
It's somewhat, but to play devil's advocate again, we could go back to wearing seatbelts. We could say, well, we shouldn't ever let them tell us to wear seatbelts. And, you know, like, you could take this to many levels of, you know, how much overreach is too much, you know.
Well, I would agree with that if somebody said that to me, but I would say, yeah, but there's not an agenda by the year 2030 that lines up. And then the same company or organization just said, hey, we need things to speed up, so we're going to do whatever needs to be possible to speed things up.
I'm with you.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Okay.
Like, there's a, you know what I mean?
and on top of this, to add fuel to what you're talking about here, God, now I forgot already. I talked about so much on the vaccine stuff. There was a roadmap. I think it was the UN did it, or the World. No, it was the World Health Organization. They had a roadmap to, I forget what they called it now. There was some roadmap for the vaccines, and they talked about vaccine hesitancy. And this was the last part of 2019.
that they started talking about this and about how vaccine hesitancy is a problem and they need to figure out a way to convince everyone to take vaccines. And you, when you look at it in hindsight, you think, well, geez, it's almost like they knew this was the thing that was going to happen. But, you know, all the
ID 2020. You heard about that, right? ID 2020 and what was that? Event 201?
Yeah, Event 201.
That thing where they ran that simulation and like last September and then this happened. So, I mean, hey, we have no definite answers, but it's just looking shaky. That's you get what I'm saying?
I'm with you, man. And I always try to like play it fair and level with the sense that, I mean, for decades they've been saying there's going to be another pandemic. And I mean, they had task force planning for this for years. I mean, this isn't like completely out of left field. So like on some levels, it's like, well, yeah, this was coming. But then on the other hand, like I agree that this was, the timing was super bizarre. The immediate reaction to shut the whole economy down worldwide. I mean, globally, it was just like immediately, like all these companies were just shutting doors and it was like, really, is this what we're doing? And it seemed very strange. Like they had information that we didn't. And I thought,
exactly.
Cause I was with everyone else. Like, I mean, isn't this just a bad cold? Like what's the big deal here? Why are we going to put ourselves in another depression for this? So there's a lot of unanswered questions for sure, man. And
they purposely want to, that's the thing. They purposely want to destroy the American dollar because that'll cause the crash of America. That'll cause the crash of America and that'll put America way below. And that also ties into the world needing a savior, right? Because if America goes down, we know what type of triple effect that has. So I do think America will suffer an economic crash. I don't know when, but I think it will happen this decade for sure. Just with the way things are lining up, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not somebody who likes to give out dates and stuff like that. I'm not into all that. But I do believe certain things will happen. I saw an interview. I'll send you the video. I saw an interview with one of these guys in the White House who literally said, for all these stimulus bills and stuff like that and all these relief packages they were sending out, he literally said, yeah, we don't actually have the money, so we just digitally make it and then we just inflood the system. So they're literally just spending trillions of dollars, not like they weren't doing it before, but they were doing it even more without even having the money. And we know who owns the Federal Reserve Bank. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it all ties in. You get what I'm saying? The Federal Reserve Bank is not even here. It's in Britain. So
I thought they found it. I'm not super hip on the Federal Reserve. I tried to watch a couple shows about it in the past, but it doesn't stick in my brain. I thought the Federal Reserve was concocted on that Jekyll Island in Georgia back when it started.
Oh, is it? Oh, I must have said the wrong thing. There's some bank in Britain that like runs, that funds a lot of stuff in I could be wrong about that though.
You might be right, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
I could be wrong. So don't quote me on it, but right. I could have sworn I seen something where it's like it's from Britain. I'm like, that's super weird. And you know what I mean? And it ties into all these Rockefellers. You know, the Rockefellers fund the freaking Gates Foundation. We've seen that.
Yeah.
They funded ID 2020. So it's like, it's a lot of weird shit going on, man.
The Lawrence Rockefeller is a big proponent for UFO disclosure, which I would see as happening in, I would put a date on 2025 is the date.
That ties in too.
That ties in.
That ties into the even biblical and the whole 2030 one world agenda thing also, because there's supposed to be a one world religion, because that's how the Antichrist wants to be. He's going to make an image of himself, almost as if we see Jesus now or a statue of Buddha or whatever God you believe in. He's going to make his own image. I don't know if it's going to be a statue or not. Nobody knows, but he's going to make his own image that people will abide by. And, you know, people will align himself with him at the end, their final decision, which even the Bible says, God says your final decision, if you know, it's either going to be between taking the mark or not taking the mark. And if you know, if you're not taking the mark, you're going to be beheaded and killed. So, and people will literally kill you and celebrate it. So that's, imagine the state of the world at that time for not worshiping this dude, because people are going to be so under the delusion that he's God. So,
You know, that sounds eerily possible, dude.
Look at things now.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying, man.
People getting jumped over not wearing a mask. Yeah. You got people getting jumped, all these type of things. And, you know, of course, with the whole George Floyd stuff, that was super sad, of course. Yeah, you seen the reaction that brought out of people. That's like super sad, man. That's those cops should have, you know, I'm pretty sure we stand on the same thing, but on the same stance when it comes to that. But
tread carefully,
just seeing
Johnny.
Those people's reactions. So now flip it to the point where you see somebody who thinks that they believe that this man is a god, and you're saying he's not God. You don't believe in him, and you don't want to align yourself with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are literally going to try to kill you.
You know, it's funny. I did that show with Trad Cat Knight, and it was about, and we got a little bit into the apocalypse stuff, and this is a subject I think I need to put a little more focus on, especially given your 2030 document you're talking here, especially given the alien thing, which I think is going to heat up in the next 4 years, 5 years. And you know, previous to this, in the Orthodox faith, which I don't regularly attend, but from what I had understood was the Book of Revelation, because I subscribe to these daily scripture readings, and they never have the Book of Revelation, and it's because I've been told, and someone might have to fact check this, but I've been told that, like, in the Orthodox faith, like, we don't focus a lot of energy on the Revelation, and when I talked to the priests about it, it was kind of like, the kind of attitude I got was sort of like, well, it's because it's so vague, and it's so cryptic, and it's so, like, colorful, and the point to take away from it as a layman in the church here is that we don't know. Like, we just don't know. Like, there's no one knows when Christ is coming. Like, we don't know when this is going to happen, so we're not supposed to worry about it. Like, that's kind of the sort of summation of what he had said. So I've never given the end time stuff a lot of thought, but man, I wonder if that isn't an appropriate sort of topic to dig into, because I got a lot of good feedback from that Trad Cat Night show. A lot of people were really into that, a lot of the stuff he was saying, because he was kicking knowledge on all kinds of crazy stuff. And I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm scared.
Yeah, bro, I remember listening to that. It was some shit. It definitely was.
Scary, man.
It definitely was.
But okay. Well, shoot, man. All right. Is there anything else you want to add on here? Anything on the 2030 document that we didn't hit
that
on?
Not necessarily. I would agree, though, with that UFO thing that you're saying. That's definitely going to play a part, because it even talks about like demons actually being on Earth when shit starts happening. So, and I believe that demons are aliens. That's what I believe they are. And I've looked into the. So I'm gonna be honest. When I was trying to pursue music, I did look into the occultic side of things. And it got interesting, right? So I named myself Boone, B-U-N-E, after a goetic demon from the book of Aleister Crowley, right?
Oh, man, and, this is spill the tea, bro. Here we go. Let's go.
I'm honest, bro. To me, I got to the other side, so it don't affect me at all. And I was literally channeling this spirit, right? And it just... I could see it now in the music that I was making, and how much drain and how I felt so drained after making music, mentally. And it was just weird, right? It was just a weird feeling. And now looking back on it, I see that I was literally channeling this thing, subconsciously and on purpose, because I purposely named myself after this thing. So I had the sigil like on my album covers, on my freaking artist page. Like, I was literally doing all these things. So I've looked into those things, and when you look into those things, and then you understand how you talk about the UFOs and all these people coming into contact with certain things, if you look back into those things, a lot of those things align with demonic forces, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I you know, as you know, like, I don't judge for any of this stuff. In fact, I have an easier time believing the people that have looked into this or even practice it, because for me, myself, on my journey, like, I've always been sort of lukewarm, blasé about Christianity. Like, I always wondered, like, well, maybe I just was conditioned to believe this as a kid, and that's what feels comfortable. But now
same
that
thing
I'm
for
like,
me.
Yeah, but like, it's not until you kind of dig into the dark, for me, and I'm not advising people do this, but like, for me, I had to dig into the dark side a little bit to be like, whoa, like, maybe this is real. Like, this seems very legit.
Yeah, that's how I came into my belief that there is a God, and I believe it's Jesus, because going into that dark side, especially in music, where we already know how that gets, it really opened me up to really realizing that all of these freaking people hate Christ. And why do they hate? They don't hate nobody else's God. They only hate Christ for some reason. Mm-hmm. And they always want to destroy the Christians. Why is that? And then you go in deeper and you find out that their deity is possibly Lucifer, or they're worshiping other demons, Moloch and all these other freaking things. So, and they're all named in the Bible. Those demons are actually named in the Bible. So it's just,
yeah.
To me, how coincidental is that?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I've
there's got to be a tie in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wondered that too, man. Well, cool, dude. Well, right on, dude. Well, thanks for sharing your story, man. This was pretty fascinating. I actually, you got me intrigued now to study the apocalypse a little bit more. I mean, it's always a fascinating topic, but man, it makes me want to dig into this, because maybe you're right, dude. Maybe 2030 is the target date, and they needed some real crazy 2020 action to kick it off and push us down this path, dude. So, yeah.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, hopefully you're wrong.
hopefully I'm wrong.
Especially because you're young, man.
Exactly. Trust me. I really hope I'm wrong.
All right, man. Well, cool, Johnny. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on the show here, and I'll see you on the Patreon, I suppose.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Peace.
Now, you can catch up with my man Johnny at the Trinary Hour on Instagram. And yeah, that's some, you know, a lot of talk about these end times coming up, right? Pat Robertson was talking about it recently, and I'm going to discuss that. I got a show where I'm going to talk about that. But yeah, the curious conversation to be had right now, right? With all the things going on in 2020, I would argue that the aliens have to be the next step before the end times, but who knows? I certainly don't know. But hope you enjoyed the show. It was something a little different. I like to, I think I'm going to do this more in the future. Bring a couple of the Patreon folks up on stage, as it were, to talk about some of their ideas. Because I certainly don't know it all. There's lots of people. In fact, I've interacted with a lot of people on the Patreon team that I would argue are very much more educated on this stuff than me. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the future here. You can go check out the Patreon. Maybe you want to get on the team. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Tier 3 gets you on those live streams. You get a little intimate, personal time, me and you. Yeah, check it out. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Check out Johnny's Instagram at the Trinary Hour. Links in the show notes, as always. And until next time, stay woke.